SFM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got one more day. One more glorious day.
And then you're
and
off
then
to
I'm
move.
And then I'm free. The shackles are off.
Yeah, good vacation. Moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit better about my existence, though, because...
Got some things done and progress made.
So, you guys know about my moving issues, right? Because I've bitched about it for years. I have moved more than everybody in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I've been moving for years. And every time I move, I have friends that go, yeah, I'll be there. And every single time, my wife and I are packing the truck by ourselves.
Yeah.
It has never failed.
We aren't those friends. We never volunteered because you told us a long time ago you'd never help anyone move.
So that's why I stopped helping people. I refused to help people move because I've never had any help. So my wife asked some friends of ours to help us.
Yeah.
Get a text from them last
night. Has to be her friends, not yours.
Because all your friends are like,
hey, you didn't help me move.
So I get a text from them last night. Hey, can we move the move to Friday?
I'm like, you
gotta be kidding me.
Michaela was like, are we helping them move? I was like, no. No chance.
I honestly, if you guys came over, I would just want to drink.
That's like, a good point.
Yeah. But, so I wouldn't get anything done anyway.
But we are giving you moral support.
Yeah, we'll be there once you moved in.
I love how he's like settled into this idea that I'm not helping him. You're the worst helper I've ever met.
I know.
He can do your plumbing.
No! No, he can't!
The Locker Room topic of the day.
We're going to have a little fun this morning and bitch about traffic. What's the dumbest thing you see on the roads? So, again, I've been driving a lot more over the last little while. I've been driving in rush hour traffic as well.
Which is something we are not accustomed to.
No, not.
Because we're up early and we go home early.
I don't know how people do it. Like, if you drive into work in rush hour on the way into work and then on the way home, you are a very special individual. If you've maintained some level of control
and
over your
emotions.
And we're
not even that bad in Edmonton, but it's still like, I had to go pick up my cousin from the airport last week and it was like 5 o'clock and I was like, ugh.
It's crazy.
On Calgary Trail, raging.
And like you said, we don't even have it really that bad in Edmonton. But I realized a couple of things. Like, I noticed two things specifically yesterday that I was like, okay, that might be the dumbest thing I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed something else, and then I'm like, oh, hold on, that might be dumber. And then I thought we should do a topic on this to find out what the dumbest thing people do on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the two things that I saw, and this will give us a good start. One was this guy in a...
black Dodge Ram.
Blue.
Oh, okay.
Tailgating.
Oh, that was Kenny.
Was it
Jason Kenny?
Jason Kenny's car. No, it wasn't Kenny. Trust me. It was the guy you would expect. You can picture him now.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably see his face. And yes, he was vaping. He was tailgating in the fast lane. And his hands are going.
Oh,
and he's literally 6 inches from the car in front of him.
Yeah.
In rush hour traffic. Trying to
You're not getting anywhere.
Trying to make the person go faster. And he did it to me as well, and then zipped around. And then at the next stoplight, I drove up beside him, and I looked over and smiled and waved.
got to give him that.
We're both at the same stoplight.
You know the Kermit the Frog meme when he's driving and looking over?
Yeah.
So you can give him that.
So tailgating to get someone to drive faster. I mean, I understand you're in the fast lane and you expect people to move over. Like, I can wrap my head around that. But it's rush hour traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to get so far, right? And then the other one is an ambulance was coming and there are still people that don't pull over for the, I'm like, what are
there
you?
Was a ambulance yesterday that was hit by a car. They were responding to an accident and somebody hit the ambulance.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, on the north side.
Okay, no, that wasn't
I think it was the north side, yeah.
Again, we're talking about the dumbest things you see on the road.
The locker room topic of the day.
Worst thing, stupidest thing you see people do on the road.
We don't have many of them in the city, but we do have a few traffic circles and people putting hazards on to go through them.
That's me.
Finger out the window.
With your hand on the horn.
I still don't know the rules, so I want to be safe.
I mean, most people don't.
And they started putting lights in them.
Yeah, that I thought just that defeats the whole purpose.
The whole purpose of
traffic circles. You put a light in it.
I'm telling you, it's way safer. Just put your hazards on and horn through the traffic circle.
The locker room topic of the day.
Dumbest thing people do on the roads.
I've seen it twice this year alone. People in a left turning lane, and then as soon as they get the advance, they turn left into the opposite left turning lane. Mm. So they're now going down the wrong way.
I have done that once in the last year.
Hold on.
I think it's a little confusing on some of the signs.
So you turn in left and you accidentally turn into like oncoming traffic. You don't go far enough.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You've done too far left and you didn't go too far right.
Yeah.
Oh!
So you turn into like the turning lane where other cars are turning left. Yeah.
My move is
the turning lane.
My move is to turn into the bike lane.
Well, that's just for small cars, I thought.
What's your name?
Josh.
The locker room topic of the day.
I like this. This is cathartic. About traffic. What's the dumbest things you see on the road?
We should get it out of the way because people are texting it in. Not turning on your lights when it's dark in the mornings. That's been texting in a lot.
So I see that a lot. Running. Like when I'm in the morning waiting for you or a bus or whatever, and you see someone at 4 o'clock in the morning driving with the lights on.
Just the headlights on.
Just the running lights.
No taillights.
Yeah, no taillights. Yeah.
So we got to get that one out of the way. But Stan said he can't stand rubberneckers. So you're driving down the white mud or whatever, and they're all looking to see why there's an accident on the other side going in the other direction and slowing down traffic and causing accidents themselves.
Generally,
it's really hard not to look, though.
It is really hard. A lot of times you'll see, like, if there's a big accident, and then 30 minutes later, there'll be, like, a fender bender, you know,
just
100
down the road.
Feet or 200 feet down the road. Yeah, it is hard.
You see an accident, you want to look.
Yeah, and you're slowing down because... Yeah. You got to be careful, though, right? You can't slow down too quickly because, you know, then you got people behind you that are, you know, going the speed limit. Yeah.
Yeah.
The locker room topic of the day.
Stupidest thing you see people do on the road.
John said, the people that hurry up to pass you only to slow down in front of you, making you pass them to maintain your speed.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts. When I'm on, like, the highway going to Saskatchewan.
You see that on the highways all the time.
Usually it's people that aren't using cruise control.
Yeah.
And they're speeding up, and you're playing this game with them. So eventually, like, I'll just, all right, I'm stepping on it to get away from them.
There is a certain mentality with some drivers where they feel safer if they're in front of you, but then they don't maintain a speed, right? Like,
and then you've got cruise control, and you're like,
yeah.
Well, now I got to turn it off or go around you.
On the highway, I don't know if you do this, but I do this. I do like between 5 and 10 kilometers above the speed limit, right? Like if it's a $120, I do a $125.
Yeah.
And I set the thing. So you're playing that game with some of these guys where you're going a little faster than maybe they want, but they also might catch up to you if they're not in cruise control.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, that is frustrating.
It is really frustrating. It's probably the one thing when I'm on the highway. So usually it's just on the highway where you notice
it. You do a lot of highway driving.
We've traveled quite a bit.
Because you're going back and forth to the Saskabush.
In Ontario. And
Yeah. That's a good one. That is pretty dumb.
The locker room topic of the day.
Dumbest things you see on the roads.
Morning, it's School Bus Dave.
Oh, you must have some stories.
I could tell you stories all day long, but I'll give you the one that I really find the most irritating.
This isn't Scuba Steve.
No.
School Bus Dave.
School Bus Dave.
School Bus Dave. Oh, wow.
Locke's a little hard of hearing.
I need to get my hearing checked.
All right. No, we all know it's bad hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that probably annoys me the most is you get to the schools to offload the kids, and you got a ton of parents parked directly in the school in an area that's directly marked school bus loading, unloading, do not park.
Well, that's why you need an AK-47 in your bus, just to light up.
I just need a real big plow so I can just plow them out of the way.
All right, well, you drive safe, brother. Take care.
Yeah, have a good one.
Locker room topic of the day.
Dumbest things you see on the road.
This one took a while to come in, but people looking down at their phones driving. Yeah.
Yeah, I still am shocked at the number of people
texting on the road. Yeah.
I saw a guy yesterday having a full meal. Like, he had a knife and fork, and he was like,
sometimes you're hungry.
Yeah. I get the sandwich. I get the sandwich or mm-hmm. a bagel or something, but when you're taking chopsticks in a suki bowl
in my younger years, I did do that one time where I was driving home from Saskatoon, and I really was craving Wok Box.
Yeah,
yeah. And I also was driving a standard.
Okay.
So the chopsticks.
That is the multitasking test.
Exactly.
Yeah. The locker room topic of the day.
Dumbest things you see on the road.
Christy had texted in, and she was saying people who don't know how to use the free flow lane or how to properly merge drives her insane.
That one bugs me a bit, yeah.
Yeah, and then she said, and people who turn from an inside lane, especially when there is a turning lane. So it happens on Calgary Trail all the time, she said.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lack of use of signal lights, too, is mm-hmm. quite distressing to me.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a lane where you're trying to turn, right? If you're turning left and you're waiting for traffic and you see them slow down, but they don't have their signal light on, so you're not going to make that move. So you're sitting there waiting for them, right?
That's an inappropriate, Ian said, people who think I'm a psychic. Medium, and I just know exactly where you're going to turn.
Use your signal lights, yeah.
The locker room topic of the day.
Dumbest things you see on the road.
Hallie said, my biggest traffic complaint in Alberta is people not knowing how to zipper merge still.
Yeah.
She said, it's not rocket science. People get mad when you zipper merge, though.
I don't know why, because it just...
Because you're cutting in line.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
A lot of times what'll end up happening is you'll end up in a lane you didn't know was ending,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you zip up to the front, and that's why people are angry, right?
Because
you avoided the longer line. But, I mean, I know I don't go out of my way to try to zip in front. If I'm stuck there, I'll stay,
mm-hmm.
and I'll. But I think probably 75% of the time, the guy that's in that left lane trying to zip her over didn't know that that lane was ending.
Yeah.
Right? Although you should just sort of assume it. In Alberta.
By the traffic.
By the level of construction. They're pretty much redoing the entire, his neck of the woods.
Always. Well, they're putting a train in through Jimmy's apartment. Yeah,
like it's the whole, right through your apartment. The Dennis Adams is going to be one of the stops.
Let me give what my pet peeve is with people driving. Yeah. You know, people that are just speeding down the road until they see the yellow truck and just crank on their brakes and slow down.
Where's the that photo radar
from?
Truck.
Where's that coming
Actually,
from?
Actually, we're getting the boxes in Edmonton now, too, because Locke's moving here.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
No, it's it wasn't anyone I know in particular.
Haven't had them for years, but now Locke decides to move to Edmonton, and suddenly there's boxes.
The St. Albert
photo
boxes
radar.
Are following me. Good morning, Cruz.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
I'm Nancy.
Nancy?
I'm calling not about something I saw driving that pissed me off, but I saw it a few months ago. And when I think of it, it still makes me smile. There's a movie out called Our Idiot Brother.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Every family has one of these. But I was
Paul
driving,
Rudd.
And I was driving, and I saw this lady who had her two dogs with her. And one of the dogs was sitting shotgun in the front seat, and sitting very regal and looking out the front window. And the other dog in the back seat was licking all the windows. And it just made me giggle so much. And I thought, every family's got one family member like that.
Yeah. Or two. Some families have two. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You've heard my theory about the two kid thing?
No.
No. So the two kid versus the three kid versus four kid. If you get two kids, you're probably going to be okay. You know, they'll both probably be relatively normal. Three, guaranteed you're going to have a moron. Four, well, it's a slam dunk. One of those four kids is going to be a complete idiot. How many kids in your family, no. Jimmy?
I was the really? First one, so I'm
yeah. And the he's normal the most one. Educated.
The yes. pride of the white clan. Thanks for the call, Nancy.
You guys have a great day.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
It was funny we were laughing because Trump came out last week. Kanye's had a lot of problems over the last little while, and Trump came out and went, yeah, man, he's crazy. And we're all like,
yeah, Donald Trump was saying, Kanye needs some help. And we were like, wow, if Trump is saying like that you need help,
then you really need help.
You might need to talk to somebody.
Take me right to the funny farm right now. Kanye West made some comments, some racial comments.
About Jewish people.
Yeah, and so they yanked him off Twitter and Instagram.
He got banned from, because, yeah, he was going after Jewish people, saying they control everything. And,
anyway.
Yeah.
So what Kanye did was he went and bought, because he's got that kind of money, he went and bought Parler. Now, Parler is a right-wing, pretty hard conservative social media platform, and they compare it a lot to Twitter, but not a lot of people know about it.
Well, it's been shut down for the last little while.
Yeah.
So they tried to launch this Parler. They said it's going to be...
Your Uncle Randy knows about it.
It's all free speech. Everything goes here. No one's getting censored. They didn't really last long because nobody used it. Now the new thing with like billionaires is as soon as they get in trouble on social media, they just buy their own.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. So Elon trying to buy Twitter. Trump started his own.
I saw.
And now Kanye is buying his own social media.
I saw that. Well, I don't think it's actually true. I think people were just trying to be funny. But it was like Dave Chappelle signs up for Parler. And I'm like, what? I don't know if that's real. I don't think that's real.
No, I don't think that was real.
I think that's fake. I'm like, yeah. If Dave Chappelle signed up for Parler, should I sign up for Parler? Anyway.
Yeah, he's something.
He's
Kanye. He's
slipping. He really is.
Well, because he does have, like, he's bipolar and he says he won't take his medication. And
somebody,
and so.
A guy that I had come over to the house to do some work for whatever strange reason. Well, it was in the news yesterday. We brought up Kanye. He brought up Kanye West and we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, ever since his mom died, he's sort of been on a bit of a free fall. Because I think his mom might have been it was sort of a grounding force for him.
I think so.
And when he lost his mom, I think he really started to.
Yeah, he's essentially
crumble.
Starting a cult too.
Yeah.
With his church, and now he's starting his own school. And did you see any videos of it?
It doesn't look right.
They're like chanting and like singing Donda.
I would not put your kids in that.
No.
The Kanye West school.
I think this is, we're watching a cult form.
Yeah.
Like, this is like Scientology. We're watching the creation of it.
You're not wrong.
Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
This is a bit of a tough story for our buddy James Peter White. His entire identity, his whole reason for being able to wake up in an apartment that smells like month-old soup and then get up every morning and live his life, is being challenged right now. First, it started when he learned that he's not the most famous person to ever come from Tabor. He's like the 11th or the 12th. And now, this week, he has had to deal with this. Finding out that he's not even the biggest Star Wars fan in Edmonton. Frederick Oliver. That's the name of a hero. He's from Edmonton. Frederick has been given a Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Lego Star Wars sets in the world.
He's got thousands of sets of Star Wars Lego, and thankfully for him, he's got lots of room to store it because, well, he doesn't have a wife taking up all his space. I mean, it didn't say that in the story, that he lives alone, but I mean, come on, come on. It's a $300,000 collection with thousands and thousands of pieces of Lego, and he sometimes will spend an entire winter building one set of Lego. I mean, the writing is on the wall on this one, but just keep Jimmy in your thoughts today as he deals with the fact that he might be the third or fourth biggest Star Wars fan in Edmonton.
Wow. Shocking.
The Grant Report is brought to you by BOGO Tuesday at Edmonton Glory Hole Tours. Right, get Tuesday. Outdoors and enjoy our second summer. Buy one tour, get one tour today only at Edmonton or TaborGloryHoleTours.com.
If you've hung out with 95.7 Cruise FM over the last couple of months, you may have heard of this thing called the King Strap. It's by a company, Converter King.
Catalytic Converter King, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, they're on the Yellowhead, and if you pop in, they'll put this strap on your catalytic converter in an attempt to deter theft from... It's funny because... I was complaining about the Jeffrey Dahmer memes.
Okay.
I said, please stop with the Jeffrey Dahmer memes. And somebody brought up the Streisand effect. Have you ever heard of the Streisand effect?
That does sound familiar.
Yeah. Because you keep talking about it, it's not going to go away.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you ask. Anyway. And that's part of the problem with the catalytic converters. Is the press keeps talking about it, so we've created an issue across the country
because people have realized
we keep highlighting
how easy it is to steal and how valuable they are.
So anyway, if you've had a problem, and what this company has been doing, they've been doing a lot of fleet work. So they'll go in and they'll put like on the trucks for a company that has to park them outside.
Yeah,
and they've had them ripped off a couple of times. They're putting these orange straps.
So it's a bright orange strap so that the thief would be thief will see it and know it's not worth dealing with.
Yeah.
And then it's really hard to cut through, and then it's got a vibration alarm. So as soon as you fire up the Sawzall, it vibrates the exhaust, which sets off this high-pitched alarm.
Yeah, and the alarm's quite loud.
Yeah.
And if all you have to do is touch the muffler. So if they crawl underneath there and touch it, boom, it sets the alarm off, right? Mm-hmm. It gives them a little squawk first, and then if they touch it again, it's like, bah, 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 bah. Anyway.
It's exactly like that.
Grant, yeah, I'm so good at sound effects. Anyway, Grant got one put on his new GMC last week, and we videotaped them putting it on. If you want to, if you've been curious about this and wondering about this product, check out the
go
video.
Go have a look.
I think Jimmy is just putting it up on our cruise.
It's on everywhere. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Took him like half hour to put on. It wasn't bad.
It was quick. We were there. Like they literally made us some of these little Jamaican patties, and we had those, and we were out of there. Right. It was painless. And it's going to be a lot cheaper than having to replace that damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're in an area where it's happening on a fairly regular basis.
Which, I mean, is everywhere.
Which is everywhere.
It's not really any specific area anymore.
No, but I don't know if it's happening as much in certain areas, but there are areas in town where this is a little more prevalent of a thing.
And
so.
Even in office building, it's happened. It happened here. Remember the two?
We lost.
Got into the parking garage and stole all the catalytic converters.
From our station vehicles.
So you'll hear a cruise coming. We didn't replace them.
Yeah. No, we did. It cost a couple of grand to replace the damn things, right? So again, I'm on Facebook Marketplace quite a bit selling stuff. And it's very effective. Like, you can sell stuff like crazy, especially if you price it right. And there are certain items that are more attractive than others. I was saying to my wife, anything that has a use, it's gone. Like, if it's art or something like that, you're probably going to have a little bit of trouble selling it.
Might hold on to it for a while.
Electronics are popular. Phones specifically are very popular. So when the girls were back this summer, we flipped one of the daughter's phones out. We got her a new phone, and I took the 8, and I was like, I'll sell this on Facebook Marketplace. And it just sort of sat by my desk for months. And I finally was like, okay, we're doing all this Facebook Marketplace. I'll sell the damn phone. Now, I went online and I looked. It's an 8.
and I looked at, it's 64 gig or whatever, and I looked, and it, all the phones were at like $200. There was a couple that were like $195 or whatever, but they were like $225, $200. This one with a case, $225. So I put it on there for $175 because I don't want to dick around. I just want to sell this.
Just want to get rid of it.
And I put it up about a day and a half ago. I had 20 messages. I pulled it off at 20 last night. And everybody that was trying to buy the phone was trying to get it for a certain price.
Well, everyone's on Facebook Marketplace looking for deals too, right?
They're looking for deals. And I get, listen, I'm not naive to the fact that that's what that is about. But mm-hmm. I priced it below all the other phones of the same make and same vintage because I wanted to sell it. So no, I'm not going to give you the phone for $80, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not rude about it. I find it frustrating that I priced it to sell and yet you're still trying
to get a deal.
You're still trying to get. So I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to try an experiment. I'm going to pull it down and I'm going to put it back up at $200.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if anybody offers me $175, which is what I'm trying to get. Because I've got guys going, okay, I'll give you $140. Like, and this is the third time I've said, no, I'm going to get $175 for it.
Yeah, I'm not
budging. Thanks for your interest. Have a good day. Right? And so the first offer I had, I literally had an offer like this. They're coming in. Like every time I check my phone, I got more offers for this phone. But the first offer I got was $190. Put it back up for $200, got $190.
So did you say, I no, said, it's $200?
No. No, I said, it's yours. And then he goes, where are you? And then I was like, I'm in St. Albert. And he goes, too far. Goes, I'm out,
yeah.
I'm in Sherwood Park. I'm like, you're literally 30 minutes away from it. But anyway, we don't, whatever. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is if you're trying to get rid of something quickly, you got to price things right. Like the mistake I made was I tried to price it at a price that I knew it would go.
So then people thought they could get a better deal.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So you just go on there and price it at what everybody else is pricing it. And you're probably, they're going to come back.
Somebody will offer you $175.
Yeah. I'm going to sell it today for $175.
Yeah.
This is pretty big news. They're doing another twister.
Did we need another twister?
I don't know. I mean, there has been quite a bit of that. Like,
yeah.
Do we need that? Am I going to be able to live life without a second one of these or a reboot of that? There's been a lot of that, but I don't know. Twister.
I love that it's...
I love this movie. This is such a good movie.
It's so, like, I don't know how to explain Twister. I loved it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it's so cheesy, like...
It is kind of cheesy, but good...
It made me afraid of twisters.
Good cheese, though, no?
I don't know. I haven't watched it since I was about 12 years old.
So
yeah, I haven't watched it in a while, either.
So the second one is going to be called Twisters.
Awesome.
So now there's going to be two tornadoes.
But how are they going to do it without Bill?
Yeah, Bill Paxton's dead.
Bill passed away, and I always worry about saying her name, Helen Hunt. Is she going to be in it?
I don't think Helen Hunt's going to be in it,
okay.
No.
Okay.
She has not signed on for the sequel. I love the line here. It says, nearly 30 years after Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt proved that a good leather belt is more powerful than the finger of God. Of course, the twister's coming for them, and they tie the belt around the bar and...
Okay, who gets the role then? We should pick.
Who would be in a Twisters? It's going to be somebody not famous. Like, somebody whose career isn't going well.
No, this is Steven Spielberg. Spielberg's involved. He doesn't throw a nobody in there.
He thinks, is he involved?
Yes. He's totally involved. I'm sure of it.
Maybe it'll be good.
I don't know. His company is like he's so disconnected now from actual movie making.
So,
but his name's on it.
It says they're interested in Jimmy Chin.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Isn't
Jimmy Chin a director?
Is a rock climber.
Oh, okay.
And Elizabeth Chai something. She's from Free Solo. So they're both from that climbing movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe you're right. Maybe this is a couple of unknowns.
But it's going to be people that are professional, like climbers or...
Oh, yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman's dead, too. He was in the original Twister.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was always funny.
And he was actually the... Like the comic relief in that movie as well.
Cary Elwes was in it. He was kind of.
Oh, he was like the bad guy, wasn't he?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. There you go, everybody. You can get on with your day.
There's a Twister.
Twisters is coming.
In the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So this was saying that. The average person, if they're trying to make a change in their life, whatever it is, usually lasts 7 weeks. That's the average. That's a lot higher than I thought
that
it
is.
Was.
So, yeah, you want to do a diet, or you're going to exercise daily, or quit drinking, or whatever it is.
They top
say after
three?
7 weeks.
You know what the top three were?
No.
So exercise more was number one. Going to bed earlier was number two. And then hitting 10,000 steps, which is for some reason a thing. Why is that a thing?
Because people have the Fitbits and everything else, and it tracks
but why
your steps.
10,000?
I don't know if that's just a big goal. It means you walked a lot in a day.
So anyway, that was the top three. Other lifestyle changes, eating less meat, eating more salads, and turning the light off when you're not in the room.
So they say for the sake of health or longevity, science suggests you should take 10,000 steps a day.
Is that what it is?
That's okay. What they're recommended, yeah, for your health. So, yeah, 7 weeks, and it takes, 66 days to form a habit is what they usually say. So, like, a couple months, so usually people are falling just short of that.
You know what I'm surprised about is that drinking less alcohol wasn't higher up on the list. Because most people that I know are usually trying to curtail or cut back.
Going to go sober for the month, and then it's like week three, and you're like, eh.
Maybe it's just the people we hang
better?
Out with.
It might be the people we hang out with.
I had a sober friend make some posts, 5-year posts, and I was just like, this is all a crock.
He's not sober.
He's stoned every day.
I liked that turning the lights off when you're not in the room was
it's
included.
Higher than booze. What's that about? Where are you with your life changes here?
You were going to make some life changes, you said.
Yeah, that went by the wayside.
Again?
What? Oh, weight loss thing?
Well, because you were trying to get
you started
back
out
on
the
track.
But then I had to go Mexican, and there's only so much you can eat and drink Mexican.
So then you just kind of threw it away?
Mexicans are usually pretty healthy, though. You think that
hard
diet
workers, carbs, but it's
a lot of
carbs,
running.
And you know.
I think you should get back on it.
Yeah,
the new year, maybe.
New year,
maybe we could do a show thing.
Do you think there's like what would you need to hit? Like, what kind of weight would you need to hit where you were like, okay, now I need to make a serious change here. You're at a 150 right now.
Jimmy's 4 feet tall if you're just listening.
I'm not like, saying it.
I mean, like, you're telling him to lose weight, he's 150 pounds?
So 160? If you said, if you hit a 160, would you be like, uh-oh.
Maybe you know it's more think, not you know about a number on the scale, but more just about how you feel. Like being able to put seatbelts on.
For him, it's pants.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be tied to his pants.
If your pants don't fit anymore.
Because
they don't. I had to buy bigger.
You had to go get a bunch of new pants?
No, I got one.
Okay, I have a pair of
that's
cargo.
That's a good point. Lizotte said when you're walking to work, you're going to start losing weight.
He doesn't do a lot of walking when he's doing transit, though. But
yeah, he's got to walk from the bus stops and stuff.
No, 100% I have to do a lot more this time because of the way they changed the bus.
I have a pair of fat guy pants I'll bring you. I had a pair of cargo pants that I can't even... Like, I'm just swimming in them. So I'll bring them for you. I think they're like a size 38. Where are you? What's your waist now? Because you and I have the same waist size. Are you 38? I got a couple of 38s
at home. The 38 I have is the 38 I have is really loose, but the
36s I'm wearing are getting a little tight.
I'll bring in all my 38s for you, so you can expand a bit.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
This is insanely amazing. I don't know why am I so excited about this. This is going to be epic.
I saw it and I was like, this is the perfect casting.
It's unbelievable.
So Jonah Hill is reportedly going to be playing John Daly in a movie.
Wow.
About his life. I mean, his life is amazing. John Daly's life.
It's quite a story.
Becoming this really good pro golfer.
Wasn't
living
he really
in a trailer.
Sick?
He had cancer. Or he might have cancer still.
Yeah, apparently he's got a tumor in his guts that's like massive or something.
Bladder cancer.
Yeah, that's the last that I heard. Anyway.
Lives in a Hooters.
Well, he... he's been divorced a bunch of times, so he's lost a lot of the money that he made. Mm-hmm.
He was gambling it away and partying it away, too.
He's still on tour, too. Mm-hmm. I was reading last night that he's actually part of the reason why they kind of put up with him, because he, smokes while he's golfing.
Yeah.
He's such, what they call him, the bad boy at golf. He is such the polar opposite of what the PGA is, but the problem is he brings in a crowd. He's mm-hmm. like Tiger. I mean, I'm joking.
But is my favorite golfer.
And people
I think it's because he's real. He's like, you see him on... Yeah. If you go out to golf anywhere in Edmonton, you're going to see 10 John Daly's there. Yeah. Right? Like smoking and drinking and...
hitting a ball off a can of Bud.
Yeah.
His kid's golfing now, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
he's also sponsored by Hooters.
I don't know if his kid's very good. Like, John was always really good.
Yeah.
And the sad thing about John's career is that I think that if he had actually taken it really, really serious mm-hmm. and not been such a gong show, that he probably could have been one of the better golfers in the world.
Well, he could hit the ball a mile.
Yes.
When he was younger.
He was the one that changed that game.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the game because he was the guy that was hitting at 400, 425 yards and not having to worry about a second shot, right?
Right?
So, yeah. Anyway.
But if he wasn't a gong show, he wouldn't be so popular.
Well, that's part of it, right?
It's kind of, yeah.
So he was a character and his notoriety is from being a complete lunatic.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what people went to go see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. By the way, I don't know if he's got a deal with Loudmouth, but those pants you see him wear all the time, mm-hmm. that's why I keep buying Loudmouth, because of him.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Locke play golf, you've seen the pants.
Yeah.
You can see them from space.
You can see them from space.
I got three pairs, and they're the most comfortable pants I own, and they're crazy. I always get kind of annoyed because everyone goes, oh, Norway curling team. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
No. Not the Norwegian curling team. John Daly.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So this guy is potentially going to be the world's first space tourist. He signed up for a flight around the moon, which, what's the date? Did you see the date in there?
So it is going to...
Like 2026 or something? It's not that far away.
Yeah, they're saying in 2020 when they announced it and said in 5 years, they'll likely be doing it. So
Yeah. So 2026. So he's 82 now. And if it happens, he'll be 87. And he's got a young wife.
And he said he wasn't interested in doing the Jeff Bezos... Just the tip into space for 10 minutes. He said he wants to go a week in space.
Yeah, so that's what he's buying into. His last name is Tito. Is he the owner of Tito's Vodka?
I don't think so.
Because he's loaded.
Well, he's loaded, yeah, so maybe it is.
Like, he's a millionaire, so he's got his money from something. That's kind of what I was thinking it was, Anyway, Dennis Titos.
But no, he's an American engineer and entrepreneur, and
not the liquor creator.
He doesn't own Tito's Vodka. He's small though. He's a small little guy.
Tiny. Well, yeah. You saw a picture next to his young wife.
Yeah.
I am pretty certain that she'll be doing that trip. Yeah. She's put a down payment. She'll be going with her yoga instructor. 87 is a healthy number.
That's, man, if you're 87 and you can go to space, then I'm pretty much sure anyone can go to space, right? They talk about these physical requirements to go to space and stuff. But if an 87-year-old can go up there and spend a week.
I mean, he doesn't look unhealthy.
No, but he's old.
But he's 87 and he's got the shape of a man who has lived well.
Yeah.
All right, you know, like, he's eating burgers.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Talking about Bill Murray yesterday, he's been trending the last couple of weeks. Apparently, he's a bit of a dick. And so everyone's telling stories, and he got kicked off a movie set because he was inappropriate. And everyone in Hollywood was like, yeah, no, it's common knowledge.
He's not a nice guy to people.
I was surprised by it. There are a couple of stories out there, but it kind of was like, really? Bill Murray? He's a dick? Come on. this one, not as surprising to me.
No, but me neither.
I have a theory on this, though. I've shared before.
So James Corden was banned from a popular restaurant in New York City. The owner of the restaurant said that he had banned him, called him what was the word he used? A little man or something.
He had a
tiny
cretin of a man. Cretin of a man.
And the most abusive customer his servers had seen since they opened 25 years ago. So he kicked him out. And now James Corden has apologized, and they're saying, okay, you can have a second chance. You can come back to our restaurant.
Because the owner of this restaurant, has said he's not allowed in, and he made it public. He put it on
Instagram and called out James Corden, said he would scream at servers and
with a couple of stories,
berate them and everything else. So, yeah, he is allowed back in now, but I wasn't surprised because I don't trust James Corden.
Really? Okay.
He's got the Ellen DeGeneres thing to me.
Yeah.
Like, you always kind of knew Ellen was something else was going on behind the scenes.
I always thought he was a nice guy. Like
that's what he wants you to think.
I've watched the Late or some of the clips from it, or even the Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah. You can't trust people who are too nice. Like, there's nice, but then there's too nice. And they're hiding something.
He was putting on a show, right?
Yeah.
For everyone. He wanted to be the fun, lovable British man.
Yeah.
And apparently he was really rude. And a lot of people, like,
for no reason. If you dance, Bill Cosby.
He sings a lot.
Dance all the time. Before his shows. Ellen used to come out dancing.
James Corden.
Just Satan.
Plus he was in that Cats movie.
He was in the Cats movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if he was in the Cats movie, you can't trust him.
So he's a cat guy.
I have actually enjoyed, like, I don't watch any of those talk shows anymore. David Letterman's gone. I was like, all right, I'm retiring from late night TV. I can't handle James Fallon. I'm sorry.
Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy. Oh,
Jimmy. It's probably James.
It's probably. Anyway. But James Corden, I got to admit, like, his Carpool Karaoke, that's brilliant.
Those are entertaining.
Those are very entertaining. I will usually watch every third or fourth one of those if I'm even a mild fan of the... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the videos that he's done with Tom Cruise. Like where...
Him and Tom have some sort of a relationship. Kind of like...
Tom Cruise isn't exactly a nice guy, so...
Well...
Maybe that's why they get along so well.
Is Tom Cruise not a nice guy, or is he just insane?
He's intense and insane.
Yeah. I think he's just intense. I don't know. Like, James Corden is freaking out on servers.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
Demanding drinks.
Yeah. Free drinks, too.
Yeah.
Like, get off your wallet there. Anyway, I hope we're not destroyed. Who's coming next?
Who's going to be called out?
Yeah.
Oof. It's going to be
somebody
we love.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you can think of somebody that's coming down we all thought he or she was a nice person, but turns out to be a dick, pipe, text us, 780-989-0957.
Ryan Reynolds.
No.
There's no way if
he's nice.
Lady Gaga?
She's too nice.
She's too nice.
You know, when you start getting a lot of fame,
you get cocky, and then it turns into a...
I can see her maybe being a bit of a diva, but I still think she's decent.
John person. Lithgow. He's kind of got the old man cranky thing going on right now.
John? Okay.
John Lithgow, yeah.
Did that come in?
Yeah.
On text?
Yeah.
Buble.
Michael Buble?
Oh, really? No, I don't know if there'll be too many Canadians on that list.
Not all Canadians are like us. Nice and cheerful and smiley all the time.
Positive?
Positive. Never complain about anything.
Never.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So we're just talking about Bill Murray and now James Corbin are apparently, everyone who thought were nice guys are actually kind of dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's getting out there that they are. And I was like, who's next? Like, what? And we got a bunch of pretty good guesses.
Jay said Lady Gaga. Said she grew up wealthy, so she might have that attitude.
She maybe does. I don't know. Because Jimmy brought that one up, too. I'm rethinking that one. You might be right. You might be right on that one, guys.
Penny said Paul Rudd.
No.
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 I have a friend who spent an afternoon watching football with him.
Okay.
He's a big Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
And he said he was awesome, and they were in a bar, and by the end of the game, the whole bar was Chiefs fans. Because Paul Rudd was just so awesome. Everyone, yeah. Blaine said Connor McDavid.
I think
Connor is who Connor is. Like, you know who he is.
I don't know if he's a hockey player. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know if he's a dick.
I don't think so.
He's a.
He might have.
People
a little,
know what I'm talking about.
He might have a little dick in him. You know what I meant.
Rob said on Adele.
Maybe. Adele! Oh, no!
Adele's
not
lovable.
Not the Manchester sweetheart.
Craig said Emily Blunt.
I can totally see that.
Really?
No, I can't see that.
Yes.
She was Mary Poppins.
She's married to John. Like, she's married to Jim from The Office.
She was Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins is always nice.
And Ben said Rihanna.
I can see Rihanna being a diva. Do you think? I think she's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she would be mean.
No. We're talking like yell at waiters.
Which James Corden was banned from a restaurant because he was screaming at servers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good list, though.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Somewhere a village is missing an idiot. Or three.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.